so it is lower itself. Somebody tell the devil we still have the victory.
We still have the victory.
That's right.
In spite of, we still have
the victory. I know
that's right. Thank you. That's how life is. Sometimes we go through difficult situations like that and we be out of order. But thank God that he brought the mic system back up.
Amen. Thank you.
Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Look at your neighbor and say, God got this.
God got this.
I just want to speak to you for a few minutes. God got this. When we look out and we see all the stuff that's going on in the world, all these shootings, all the things that's transpiring, the incident in Newport Mall on Friday, we was actually working downtown by the Harlem Tunnel. We was like, where are all these cop cars are going? And they was coming down 12th Street and going in, you know, you go to the parking lot. It was coming that way. We was working right there. And then a few minutes later, the state trooper who was working with us, he said that it was a shooting in Newport Mall. And some of the guys was like, well, do you think they're going to run over here and start shooting? Maybe we should shut this job down. And I was laughing, but I told them, I said, if God be for us, who can be against us? So I want to talk from that subject, God got this. When we look and we see with the government being shut down and all the stuff that's going on, and people are not being paid because of this shutdown. How do you know that even in the midst of a shutdown, Jehovah Jireh is our provider? And he said that I never see the righteous forsaken, nor seen begging for bread. So even in the midst of adversity, even in the midst of this, if God be for us, who can be against us? I want to talk to you from the number 19 this year, 2019. 19 possesses the combination vibration of two numbers, number 1 and number 9. Number 1 is the first number in counting. Start with 1. And number 9 denotes the last single number that brings you to the next number. Okay. So this year, 2019, God is taking us from number 9 to a double number, which would be 20. I don't know about you, but look at your neighbor and say, I'm getting ready to go somewhere. God is getting ready to take us higher. You know, if we go outside and we get in our automobiles, we can drive from one place to another, but you can't go higher in your vehicle. You only can go right, left, any direction. But in order to go higher in the natural world, you can't go higher in the bus, you can't go higher on the train. You have to enter an aircraft, a plane, or either a helicopter. So God told me to welcome my people to flight 2019. Welcome to flight 2019. Now what I need you to do with me, I need you to put on your seatbelts. Put on your spiritual seatbelts. You know, when you get on the aircraft, before you can enter the aircraft, you have to go through customs. They got to check you out and make sure you don't have any weapons on you, any explosive chemicals. But look at your neighbor and say, let's go through the spiritual metal detectors. I need you to just get up and just walk through the spiritual metal detectors. Because any deadly things that Satan has on us, the metal detectors is going to sound off. And our praise is going to release us. Okay. So now we are entering this aircraft. And God is the pilot. And I'm standing here as your flight attendant. So now, once you enter the plane, you know, you put your stuff in your overhead. So now we're on this plane. Now let's just strap in and get ready. So after this point, when you enter the aircraft, the flight attendants get up and they say, welcome aboard. So welcome aboard to flight 2019. We are prepared to take off. Please make sure your altitudes and your blessings are secured and locked in an upright position. All self-destructive destructions and devices have to be turned off at this time. So come on, let's turn it off. Anything that's not like God in our lives, in our circles, on this flight. You got to turn it off? You ain't thinking about what you're cooking at home, right? So let's make sure all of our destructive devices should be turned off at this time. All negativity, all hurt, and all discouragement should be put away.
Hallelujah.
I'm putting away hurt. I'm putting away pain.
Yes.
I'm putting this away. It's not in my mind. Because if you keep this in your mind, it's going to affect the whole flight. We must now put on our seatbelts. Make sure your trays in front of you are up. Make sure your seat is not reclined. You can't get comfortable now. Because when you get comfortable, that's when Satan comes in. Look at your neighbor and say, don't get comfortable. Because when you get in your comfort zone, that's when the devil comes in and try. See, Adam and Eve got comfortable. See, God already gave them instructions. Eve is off in this garden and she's conversating. Look at your neighbor and say, don't talk to strangers. If people ain't living the life that you're living for God and they're living for the devil, don't talk, don't interact with them because it's going to make you lose focus. If we should lose altitude under pressure or during this flight, look at your neighbor, say, reach up, pull down prayer. Prayer will activate our faith. Once our faith is activated, now we are able to assist the other passengers. We can't help somebody if we need help ourselves. We can't help somebody get delivered if we need to be delivered ourselves. Look at your neighbor and say, once you activate faith through prayer, you can assist the other passengers. On this flight 2019, there will be no baggage allowed on this flight. There will be no confusion allowed on this flight. There will be no backbiting allowed on this flight. There will be no disobedience allowed on this flight. There won't be nothing that's of the devil on this flight. Now somebody need to look at themselves and say, self, walk in obedience on this flight. But look at your neighbor and say, the ticket that you have is your name on it. A lot of us are living a life that is not us. we confess to be saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name. But look at your neighbor and say, but is that really you? You know, my wife, she gets up in the morning, I tease her. She take her we call those plexi rods out. Take the big bonnet off. She go into the bathroom, comb her hair down, and put a little lipstick on. And it looks good. But that's not really her. See, self is the person that wakes up in the morning and comes from under the cover. That's really you. And it's okay to make yourself look nice. It's okay to polish yourself up. But see, I don't love her for the makeup that she wear, the clothes that she wear. I love her for who she are. And a lot of times, we fall in love with appearance. Things of color, things that are dressed up. But let me tell you something. If you want to fall in love with something that's not dressed up and that's real, you better fall in love with the Word of God.
Jesus.
There will be no baggage allowed on this plane. The captain, God, have cleared us for takeoff. Now, what I'm saying to you is that even though sometimes those of you that have flew before, when the aircraft goes on the runway, sometimes you experience some rocking and some shaking and your ears get all clogged up. But just know whatever comes up in your life in 2019, God has cleared us for takeoff. That don't mean that we're not going to have trouble. That don't mean that we're not going to have trials. That don't mean that we're not going to have tribulations. That don't mean that we won't have to cry. But God said that he has cleared us for takeoff. Flight 2019 is on its way to a place called destiny. That place of greatness. That land where the devil have no activity, no rights to our lives. Because God is our pilot. Now keep in mind that some things will happen. And God will allow them to happen. But not to hurt us, but to show us that we are serving the true and living God that's able to do anything but fail. Job lost all that he had. But before Job went through that, Satan had to get permission from God. He said, how could I put my hands on Job when you have a hedge around him? You have a hedge around all that he had. God removed the hedge and he allowed the enemy to touch Job. Job lost all his children. You know, messages just kept coming. He lost his children. He lost all that he had, all his cattle. Over and over, things kept on happening. Job's wife said, you need to curse God and die. And he said to her, woman, you sound foolish. If anybody come and speak something to your life that's contrary to the word of God, you just say, woman or man, you sound foolish.
Jesus.
Because I know that many of the righteous,
Jesus,
many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all.
Yes, he will.
God said, tell my people that in 2019 that I got this under control.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
House of prayer, God has everything under control. Sisters and brothers, everything that we are experiencing, going through right now and in our personal lives, God said, tell you that he has it under control. I know it don't look good. I know it don't feel good. I know sometimes the tears come down your face. But let me tell you something. You got to speak to your situation Jeremiah said, can these bones live? Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Sometimes we speak ourselves down because of our negative talk. Even though you may be experiencing some difficult, you may be going through with your baby daddy, you may be going through with your boyfriend, you may be going through with your spouse, you may be going through on a job. That's life happens. That's life. That's life. We all are living this life, but we are living to live again. But in this life that we live, we serve a God that's able to do anything but fail. Look at your neighbor and enjoy this flight. 2019. God is getting ready to take us to our destiny. But now look, on this plane, 2019, God said that he do not dwell in no unclean place. We have the power to keep God with us, or we have the power to keep God away from us. See, the Israelites was chosen by God, but they walked in disobedience. God said that he was going to take them to a land flowing with milk and honey. But the reason what took them so long is because of their stubbornness, their disobedience. They didn't want to listen to Moses. They said, this man, where he at? He up on the mountain. See, let me tell you something. Your pastor can't be with you 24 hours a day. At some point, the pastor has to go to the mountain. He has to go and hear from God and speak with God and let God give him direction. When Moses came back down, he came back down with the Ten Commandments, with the tablets, right? And I know your pastor is not here today and he's going through something, but God got that. God got that all under control. God got the cancer all under control. Jesus said that I was wounded for your transgressions. I was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was, and by his stripes, we are healed. So now, Lord, you have to do when you speak and you pray for your pastor. Just say, my pastor is healed. My pastor is delivered. My pastor is, see, the devil get us when we start, oh.
That's right.
Jesus.
No,
pastor got healed.
Jesus.
Who do you think created everything that live on this land?
Jesus.
God even created the devil himself. So now all you have to do is speak in reverse. See, you know, the Bible says, people always tell us it's a sin to lie, and it's true. But let me tell you what you can't tell the truth all the time. The scripture tells us that let the weak say, I am
strong.
Even though I'm weak, I can't say I'm weak. I have to say that I am
strong.
So whatever you're going through, speak the opposite of what you want. What I'm saying? And you're not lying. The Bible said that we have the ability to speak things into existence. If you keep saying to your child, you just like your father, you just like your daddy, what you think is going to happen?
Jesus.
Absolutely. So you have to be careful with what you say. I remember my grandmother would tell us before, she would say, boy, I don't know who y'all got that hard head like. I said, I know who I got this hard head like, because I heard the story of what y'all said about my mother. But what I'm saying to you is that you can't speak the truth of what you're dealing with. If you want blessings, you got to say, God, I speak blessings.
That's right.
I speak healing. I speak deliverance.
Right.
I speak peace. You hold the keys to your future. Welcome to flight 2019. God bless you. And on this day, 2019, this second Sunday in this month of January, there may be someone here today that, I'm not going to say not saved, but sometimes we have to come and present ourselves back to God Because sometimes the Bible says that we have all sinned and fallen short. And so I'm not saying that because you made a mistake that God is not able to build you up and strengthen you so that way you don't have to keep making the same mistakes. Sometimes we got to be honest and say, God, I need your help. We have to pray for strength because let me tell you something. We are human. And sometimes, you know, I tell them all stuff. Me and my wife sometimes, even with Skylar, we talk about certain things. And I say, you know what, babe? We can't keep saying the things that's going on. We have to speak the things that we want to happen. You know, like Skylar's very, very shy. And even when she go to school, when the kids are walking in disobedience and yelling and screaming, she don't want to go to school because we don't live that type of life in front of her. We don't all do a yell and scream and cuss in front of her. So when she see those things, she get kind of... I believe that we can't allow our children to be a product of the environment that we live in. Even though there's kids on the corner selling drugs and gangs and stuff, but we live a life in front of her in our home that we nurture her, getting her prepared, you know, to be an adult. But we let her know that when you do get married, your husband is not supposed to talk down to you. Your husband is not supposed to put his hands on you. Your husband is supposed to provide for you. I'm not going to have my wife paying half of the mortgage. That was a lie. That's my job. I marry her to support her, to take care. And even though my wife works, when I get paid, I still come and put money in her hand because that's my job as a husband to do. See, people do to us what we allow.
That's right. That's right.
And that's why moving that's forward, right. we gotta set higher standards.
That's
in
right,
our life.
Jesus.
And let them know. Let people know. No. This is the way this is gonna be laid out. This is what the Bible says. The Bible said, "Love your wife as Christ loved the church." And Jesus died for
yes,
the church.
He
died for us. If me and my wife walk out there right now, and somebody got a gun in their hand, I'm going to stand in front of my wife, but some of these men's going to go hide behind their wife. Our job is to protect our wives and our children. And even as leaders, their job are to protect us. And sometimes the preacher going to say certain things from this pulpit that we don't like and it don't feel good. But you know what? If you love people, you tell them the truth.
That's right.
You're not going to let your child just walk in error and you don't say anything. So on this Sunday, those that are really, really, really serious about Flight 2019, I want to pray with you. I want to encourage you to keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. Because let me tell you something. All the stuff that's going on down in the world, look at your neighbor. The Bible tells us, speak of these things. In the last days, perilous times will come. I don't know about you, but I still believe that, and I know God is on his way back. And he's coming back for a ready people. And I want to be ready. I ain't got time to deal with and go through the motions, the things that I went through in 2018. 2018, I went through so much stuff. Even with one of my children, I went through so much stuff. And see, people don't know just because they see us smiling and sitting with the grad up here doing praise and worship and shout. You don't know what we deal with when we go back home. We still living in a real world, and sometimes we go through things with our loved ones, our children, on our job. But when Sister Greta called me on this morning, I said, God, what would you have to say to your people? And I went in the back. I went and woke my wife up because I already told her, I'm going to call. I don't think I'm going to go to church tomorrow. I was going to text with you guys. I was going to call. And God said, I appeared to you this morning in this dream. And we was talking about Miss Minister Dickinson in the dream. She was preaching. And I was telling her God knew that she was preaching from if God be for us. Who can be against us? Mm-hmm. And the message, her topic was, I heard the Lord. And I know what he said. God said, tell my people that I got this. I don't know what you're going through today, but God said, tell my people that he got this.
Hallelujah.
Some of you guys may be looking for jobs. Some of you may be going through with, in relationships. It may seem like you are losing. But God said, I got this.
Hallelujah.
Elder McKinney had to go to the hospital today, but God said, I got this. I got it all under control. See, God allows storms to come. And see, trials come to make us strong. But we can't give up. And if we gotta fight. So on this day, I welcome you to Flight 2019. Let God, we pray now for this precious angel. God, we speak into her life. God, bless her to be the woman of God that you have called her to be. God, you see the life that her mom lived in front of her. And we cancel every assignment of the devil right now, God. And we speak blessings over her life. We speak success over her life. God, even at this early age, God, give her a praying spirit, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you. And we give you glory and honor. Blessing her now. In Jesus' name. God, bless this young man right now in the name of Jesus. God, you already know and you already heard the prayers of his mother. And God, we speak over his life right now, God, that he will be successful in the name of Jesus. God, that he will be a mighty man of valor. That he will be a man of excellence in the name of Jesus. God, as he walk up and down the streets and through the school, God, cover him in the name of Jesus. God, open up his mind, God, as he learn in school, God. God, give him the ability, God, to soar high, God. Things that he don't understand, God, open up his understanding right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray success over his life. And we cancel every assignment of the devil. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We give you glory in Jesus' name.
Oh, he has done great things. Bless him.
God, bless this young man, bless his life, and bless his future. God, heal every disappointment that he ever experienced in his life, God. God, we ask right now, God, that you will bless his going in and bless his coming out. God, we pray right now, God, that he will be the man of God that he's calling, that you're calling him to be. God, I see that you have your hands on his life. And he will be a man of God. He will be a different in his community, God, to all of his peers. God, as he go to school, God, protect him right now, God. Keep him from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, we pray now, God, that you will enlarge his territory. Make him a great asset to his family, God, as he grow up, God. Let him be a wonderful, excellent provider in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we praise you and we give you glory. God, bless her now to be your worshiper, God. Bless her right now, God, to be your mouthpiece. God, bless her voice now, God. We see that she have a desire, God, to worship and sing songs unto you. God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. That you will bless her heart, make her successful, God. Even in school, God, we pray then that you open up her mind, God. That she may be able to comprehend, God, and understand the work that's being given to her, God. God, bless her future. Make it bright in the name of Jesus.
He gives you praise. Jesus has set me free.
God bless this young man in the name of Jesus. Bless his life. God, we thank you right now, God. For the lifestyle that his dad has given in front of him, God. God, we pray now that you will bless him, God, in the name of Jesus. Open up his mind, God. Let this be a successful school year for him in the name of Jesus. God, we speak blessings over his life. We speak the spirit of obedience over his life. We speak victory over his life in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. God bless her in the name of Jesus. God, continue to work on her, God. Help her to build, God, self-encouragement, God. God, help her to build boldness in her life, God. Open up her mind, God. And help her to focus, God, on her work in school. God, bless her now to cover her right now under your precious blood. In the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory, we give you honor in the name of Jesus. God, bless her life now in the name of Jesus. God, give her her heart's desire in the name of Jesus. God, we cancel this assignment of the devil in the name of Jesus. God, make her victorious right now, God. Bless her future, God. Bless her career. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God, give her more of you. Give her a hunger and thirst of your word, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now. God, I don't know him, but you know him, God. And you know what he's standing in need of. God, we pray right now, God, that you will bless his life. We cancel the assignment of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. And God said, everybody to join hands as we pray right now for the leader of this house. Dear God, we pray now for your manservant, Pastor Elder McKinney. God, we speak right now to his mortal body. God, and we pray right now supernatural healing over his life. God, we know that you got this, and we know that you have it all under control. God, encourage his heart right now, God. Build him up, God, where he's torn down. And strengthen him where he's weak. God, we pray now that you will continue, God, to keep dealing with him and speaking to him, God, and using him as your man servant over this house. God, we pray right now, God, that where he's at right now, that the glory of God will saturate his body. In the name of Jesus. God, I see his tears, God. God, remove the hurt right now in the name of Jesus. God, and build him up, God. God, strengthen him right now. God, give him a new anointing right now, God. God, fill him right now with the power of God. God, as he do what you have called him to do in this hour. We cancel the work of the devil right now. We block him at every exit. And we kick him out of this house in Jesus' name. God, bless his wife, God. Strengthen her right now, God, the first lady, God. God, continue, God, to keep using her like you have, God. Bless their children, God. Bless this church family, God, house of prayer. God, we thank you for this work, God. God, we thank you for this work, God. God, we thank you for this house, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And no weapon that's formed shall prosper. God, fill this place with your people. God, fill this place with your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak life to this ministry. It will not be stagnated no more in Jesus' name. Oh God. Oh God. We give you praise. We give you honor. God, for the life of this man, our Pastor Ellis, God. His vision will not die in Jesus' name. But the work will go on in Jesus' name. The work will go on in Jesus' name. God, we thank you now for flight 2019. Even though the road may get dark, even though we may experience some turbulence, God, we thank you right now for a safe arrival to our destiny, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we will forever give you glory. Help us to keep our eyes looking to the hills from which cometh thy help, knowing all our help come from you. God, we pray right now, God, for Elder Lawrence, God. Strengthen him right now, God. In the name of Jesus, bless him right now, God. We speak healing to his body right now, God. In the name of Jesus. God, help them, God, to stand strong and work with the band of God. And their work will be successful. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, we pray right now, God. For Mother Bash, God. Strengthen her body, God. Bless her children, God. Bless her grandchildren, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for placing her in this house, God. As she be a mother, God, to us, God. A woman of virtue, God. A woman of wisdom. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We praise you. God, we pray now for Deacon Steve, God. We pray for his family, God. God, we ask you right now, God, to move in his life, God. Enlarge his territory, God. Strengthen him right now, God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, God, for those that are behind these four walls. God, we give you glory. We give you praise. Because what the enemy has set up for us, God, we know that his assignments are canceled right now, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. God, rain down your power in this place, God. God, we decree blessings right now. We decree healing right now, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now for Brother Tyrone, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray now that you minister to him, God. And let him know, God. Give him strength, God. And let him know, God, that you don't make no mistakes, God. But you are just, God. God, build him up where he's torn down now. Strengthen him where he's weak. God, we pray right now that you would touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. God, nobody knows what he's dealing with right now, God. Everybody deal with things differently, God. But dispatch your angels right now, God. Dispatch your warring angels right now, God. In the name, give them peace, God. Give them peace, God. God, give him peace right now, God. In the name of Jesus. God, bless Sister Lawrence right now, God. Bless her right now, God. Bless her right now, God. Bless her right now, God. In the name of Jesus. God, your hand is upon her life, God. God, give her spirit of boldness, God, to speak your words. To speak your words. In the name of Jesus. Bless her life. Bless her ministry. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We praise you right now for the deacon at the door. God, bless him and his wife, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray now, God, that you give them their heart's desire. And the Lord said, for your faithfulness. For your faithfulness. For your faithfulness. You can ask what you will right now. God said, and he will do it in the name of Jesus. God, bless them right now. Bless their new baby, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak blessings over the life, God, of everyone in this place. God, as we leave this place. Never from your presence. Go with us, God. God, lead us, God. Guide us, God. Protect us, God. In the name of Jesus. 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 As we go on this week, God, let this week be successful. In the name of Jesus. 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 There's victory in that name. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you now for showing up today. God, we thank you, God, for flight 2019. God, we know now all that's going on in this world now, God, that you got this. You got this, God. You got this, God. Don't let us be affected, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. And we praise you. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer, in Jesus' name, go in peace. God bless you.